In the middle of Oregon, Illinois, sits a can crusher. It looks like a top-heavy white shed, a rectangle on top of a square. You can bring your cans here and get paid by the pound for them. The operator, Dan Ross, says that's if the computer that does the crushing ever gets fixed. He unlocked the shed on a windy day.
It'll be busier now if I get anything fixed here soon. It's busier now that they closed down. People are able to come over here.
The Ogle County program that could take these cans stopped this year because of ballooning operating costs. Ross says that he still has access to contracted curbside recycling, though, at a price. Funding and environmental efforts like waste management go hand in hand in rural communities. Shantanu Pai is a researcher with the University of Illinois Sustainable Technology Center.
We know very little about recycling in rural America today than we did in the 90s. And it's hard to reach that community effectively.
He said it's typical for green initiatives to take a back burner when designated leaders have to balance multiple jobs.
Resources aren't abundant in local communities, especially in rural Illinois, and priorities, rightfully so, get moved to places that are more pressing.
Henrika Rigetz is one of these multitaskers. She's a Joe Davies County board member and directs the city of Galena's green team.
Galena is right now working on glass recycling because our waste management company does not pick it up anymore.
She says rural communities are getting left behind in environmental conversations. There's issues with physical access and lack of strong internet.
You need to be connected to the cities, and they need to be out in the country because we are providing their clean air, clean water, and food.
And yet, she's introduced a climate action plan to the county and wants to pioneer new educational programs. She says she wants a more circular economy, one where every physical thing gets another use. People in her county simply call that recycling.
I don't think they call it zero waste, but everybody is concerned about recycling and landfills and pollution.
Rigetz is also a director of the Joe Davies and Carroll County Solid Waste Agency. They stand in for county coordinators. According to their treasurer, the agency's budget is $14,000 a year, and most of that goes to paying the salary of the executive director, Mark Madak.
Right now, our solid waste agency does not own anything. It's just a group of interested citizens staging these collection events.
Madak's full-time gig is selling seed to farmers in Carroll County. Some counties or haulers fund drop-off dumpsters for anyone to use if they don't have bins at home. Madak says there aren't any of these drop-off points in Carroll or Joe Davies.
Now, many of the rural residents seem to try to connect with some of their friends in the towns and see if they can't get recycling done that way.
To recycle means to pay, and Madak says many rural residents aren't taking up that extra cost. Madak says he burns his business's trash, like paper bags, in an old rusty tire rim because it's cheaper that way.
We probably burn maybe twice a month during the active part of the season. In the wintertime, probably not at all.
According to the IEPA, most cases of open burning are illegal in Illinois, but enforcement varies. James Jennings is the IEPA manager of waste reduction and compliance.
With every case that we examine, we evaluate the totality of the factors, and certainly the lack of alternative viable options for waste removal is among those.
He says Illinois is working on creating a task force that will standardize waste management statewide. The group is still being formed. Rural residents might have challenges to face in their conservation efforts, but Rigetz and Joe Davies says it's still worth it to try. Managing waste responsibly comes case by case, but one thing is clear. It takes green to go green. I'm Sarah Jesmer.